And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Kirk, congratulations. A superb win today, 4-2 against Coleshill Town. A team obviously flying high in the league at the moment. Well, let's start off with your overall thoughts on the game and a great start just 23 seconds in.
We set the lads up to press high. We've got a lot of young lads. Their work ethic of late hasn't been the best, but the last couple of weeks, they've sort of come together as a team. We're starting to see now what me, Groves and Dino and Mouse, all the management team, have seen on the training pitch. Pre-season, it's all starting to come together now, so just a great performance all round.
When you start this season, a stack of away matches to begin with, we know the reasons behind that. How has that affected the training since then?
With the way the pitch has been sort of limited with facilities to train and the sort of things we want to do as a coaching team to try and get the team to where we need them to be has been limited, and now we've got the facility, all you'll see now, you will start to reap the benefits of that, especially when you have a lot of young lads. Got a few experienced heads, a lot of them are out, a lot of them are injured and working and whatnot, so the young lads are stepping in, and to be fair to them, they're doing a good job for us. But the way the training's been, the way the pitch has been, and we've had little areas to train in, and we haven't really been able to do what we wanted to do, but now we have, we're starting to see the benefits of it.
Was there any players you thought stood out today?
Yeah, obviously Kyle, when he come on, he did the same Tuesday, he come on and just give that little bit of quality. Keena Rossa, absolutely outstanding player. For me, the standout player today was Keena Rossa. Fenny in goal, great keeper, great shot stopper, kept us in the game in stages. To be honest, I can pick people out, but I just think it was a great all-round performance, really.
Coleshill Town were quite disappointed because they must have fancied their chance here today, and they were lost ground on the promotion charge they're hoping for this season. For yourselves, a lot more games still left to play. This is pretty confidence that you can actually get out the bottom four and make a claim to get a few more places at the table.
Oh yeah, we're in no doubt, we're in a position where we shouldn't be with the quality players we've got. It's easy to say that games have gone against us, we've done this, you know, we've been unlucky here and there, but ultimately the league doesn't lie. But with the quality we've got and the quality we're going to be bringing in, it's a false position, to be honest. Now we've started to gel as a team, now we've got the training facility, it's just onwards and upwards.
Next Saturday, home action again against Alf Church. What do you know about Alf Church as a side and what their setup is?
I know the manager, Pee Wee, played against him years ago. He'll have his team drilled, very well drilled. He'll have them working hard, and that's what they'll do. And if we do the same, if we work hard and match them, we've showed at their place before, a couple of times last season. To be honest, I think we upset their rhythm last season at home. We beat them 1-0. At their place, we upset them. When our players do what's asked of them, when they work hard and when they take onto the pitch what we're telling them, then there's no problems whatsoever in our team.
And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.